Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:09 and it's time. Shock. S-H-O-C-K. Shock is this hour's code word. Text shock to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Shock me. Shock me. We could get together.
I'm an Ace Frehley guy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was when I was a boy. That was, Ace was my guy.
Yeah. I was always Paul.
Paul.
I love Paul. Paul Stanley.
You know, it's funny, because we always hear about Gene Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gene Simmons always yapping and popping off.
That guy.
I've read some stories about the band, even recent ones, actually, where they're like, yeah, you hear Gene bumping his gums all day, every day. But guaranteed nothing happens in that band unless Paul says it's okay.
Oh.
Like that dude is
Paul's the silent
the quiet right. ruler of all things Kiss.
Well.
It doesn't happen if he doesn't want it to. And
there
I was like,
is.
Oh, good for him.
Yep.
He lets Gene
bump your gums
do his
all
thing.
You want.
Right.
Gene. I'm a little late on this email, but I want to do it, and we're going to try and send the audio. This is just super sweet and touching. It's from a listener who writes, good morning, Yuzette. If you could please give a huge shout out to my husband, Chad, on Thursday, August 2nd, between 7:45 and 8 a.m. So this got handed to me at 8:04, and we both looked at each other like, oh, no.
Oopsie.
Listen to this. This Thursday morning, today, I complete the last of my breast cancer treatments. It's been a rough year. I found the lump almost exactly a year ago. We moved to Napa the weekend of the fires.
Oh.
I had surgery a week later, started chemo right before Christmas, and I'm now, today, Thursday, completing my radiation treatments. Through all of it, especially the lowest of the lows, he's been there for me doing everything, supporting me and reminding me I am strong and that everything will be okay, even while going through his own stuff. I couldn't have made it through all of this without him, so please give my love some kudos and maybe a serenade from Vinny if we're lucky. I love him very much. Much love to you all as well for keeping me entertained through it all. OFOC, Emily. So I'm not sure what she wants you to sing this guy. For he's
play
a
the
jolly
song
good fellow?
No, play the song I sang for Hooman's girlfriend. That
Oh, you light up my life.
Yeah, play that.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Chad, this one's for you.
At least someone can put it to good use.
Good job, Vinny.
There you go. That's for you, Chad. Sounds like you two had a hell of a year. Yeah.
Way to be there, Holmes.
Yep, Chad and Emily. So I'm sorry we didn't get to this in time, but we're going to try. Were you able to find her email address? Can we?
Yeah, I'll,
okay,
I'll
great.
Get it done.
We'll send that off to her. Sweet. So tomorrow is New Music Friday. I'm not going to be here, and you guys can go through some of the new releases. If you like, there aren't that many, so I wanted to just
be here tomorrow.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Why
oh,
do we,
I keep thinking you guys are working.
To you like 2 seconds
because
ago.
Because I keep thinking you guys are working because you're working Monday and Tuesday.
All over the place.
We are.
Damn.
Yes, you're work. Yes, Fuman, you're working on Monday and Tuesday.
The only one that's working tomorrow is Vaughn.
Sorry, Vaughn.
Why is that funny?
Because he has to come and work. So here's a little bit of what's happening tomorrow. I remember this band from the early 90s. You remember the song Laid by James?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
The neighbors complain about the noises above.
Oh.
Yeah, Bryn decided that that needed to be edited.
Well,
that was played
I'm
on the radio.
Him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's be careful.
Times are changing, sir.
I don't want no
Good
trouble.
Disease.
They are changing. You're
yeah,
right.
They are. Boy, people are uptight and out of sight. So that song was a big hit. I want to say, I don't know, 93, 94, 95?
James is who's
James.
Saying that.
So they have a new record coming out tomorrow. And I was like, I haven't heard of them. I mean, maybe, you know, they're English. So maybe they've been big in England this whole time. But they've got, so there's a single from this.
Something tells me not, but okay.
Probably not.
That song's from 93.
Okay. Living in Extraordinary Times is the name of their new record. And here's a single from
here's
it.
Here's Coming Home.
I like that little ticka 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 guitar. All right.
What is that? Is that?
I don't know.
That sounds like a xylophone.
It does. It doesn't. Maybe it's not a guitar. Okay, what's the other one that you grabbed?
The other one I grabbed is Better Than That.
All right. Okay, so neither of those is laid. Also tomorrow, just to mention, so you remember yesterday I was showing you the pictures of the giant inflatable Travis Scott head?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently that was a prop that he made for the front of his new album, because here it is on the front of his new album. Mm-hmm. So he's got a new and we listened to the Travis Scott yesterday. If you've got one handy, you can just throw it on right now while Vinny's enjoying. I mean, the thing is, the cover of the album is just covered in naked ladies. And it looks, I don't know, does it look kind of circus-y, Vinny? It's like a chick in a box.
Did you notice the chick in the box? That is.
Yeah, like one of those yoga, you know, those things where people get
someone,
into the.
That could make you claustrophobic just looking at it.
Yeah.
She's truly.
She looks like almost like she's underwater in the box, too. It doesn't look good. There's like a car on fire. There's rockets. There's what looks like, I don't know, those strings of triangular flags hanging in the background. And then there's this giant blow-up head of his with his mouth wide open like it's a door, I don't know, into his body, I guess. Mac Miller also has a record coming out tomorrow. And that's Ariana Grande's ex. He's a white rapper dude. He's a white guy, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
And so here's a preview.
I think he's a producer, too, though. I think he has a lot to do with her early albums.
Oh, okay. So here's what.
Here's Self-Care.
This is the new.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean.
Yeah, he's listed as a record producer.
Since I clearly can't tell, I'm, you know, because that sounds like a poopy song to me.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, that sucks. In my horrible opinion, I'm sure there's people yelling at me right now. But I'm sure that'll make the top 10. I'm sure we'll get to hear more of that. That should be great. So there you go, Mac Miller. We also got a new single.
You know what's so funny?
What?
As we sit here and rail about rap, every one of us at one time or another has gone, oh, God, that is awful. We are those people. Like, mm-hmm. like rap is the rock of the 50s. It's mm-hmm. the music that makes the old people say,
oh,
right. And it's so.
A lot of these kids listening
and
to
it,
this.
And it
drunk.
Only makes the kids love it more.
Right.
So, you know, there
so
it is.
So we should pretend to love it.
Well.
Because as soon as adults adopt something, it is
it
over.
It is over.
Not
exactly
cool.
Right.
All right. So. Oh my God, I love this song so much.
Drake's so awesome.
Like, what is he? There's something about him. He just really resonates with me and my life experiences.
I ordered a big furry jacket just
like
his.
Oh my God. That's, how dare you copy me, Vinny? Oh, he's the best. I'm going to shave my facial hair just like his.
Hopefully, you can build a bridge in your backyard too.
Oh my
Sarah.
God. Well, that's the one thing my house is missing, right? I mean, I need to have a bridge back there. What else does he have? This guy's got a bridge. So it looks like this August 17th is going to be a huge record release day. There's a new Death Cab for Cutie. There's Nicki.
Oh, they're making the rounds too.
They are. There's a new Nicki Minaj. There's a new Ariana Grande. Actually, let me start with the Nicki Minaj story. So she was supposed to release her new album Queen 1 week from tomorrow, but yesterday she announced that it's actually going to come out a week later on the 17th because of a sample. She used a sample from Tracy Chapman. Isn't she the You Got a Fast Car?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly. And isn't she from San Francisco?
She's
she is.
Or, yeah. Yes. Whether she still lives here.
Cisco. Yeah, sorry. I didn't get that all out.
yeah, so I guess it has a sample, and they haven't gotten it cleared yet. So, Tracy, just so you know, their people are trying to contact your people.
Pick up your phone.
Do you know which song it is?
Does it say?
Well, you got to use the hit, right? It's got to be Fast Car.
It doesn't say. It doesn't say what the name of the Nicki Minaj song is, and it doesn't say what the which Tracy Chapman song got sampled. Oh, yeah, there's the actual song. So, unfortunately, Nicki Minaj fans, you're going to have to wait an extra week. Ariana Grande's new album, Sweetener, also comes out on the 17th. And some people are saying, oh, Nicki delayed hers to try to squash Ariana's. And they're both laughing about it on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
They're friends, and they feature on both each other's albums. Right. So.
So that's kind of silly. The new Death Cab for Cutie, let's see.
Our boss in New York just posted a video on her Instagram of them jamming for the alternative station there.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, so they're making the rounds, Death Cab is.
Their new album is called Thank You for Today, and that is out also on August 17th. And there's a dreamy new song called Autumn Love that's giving us a preview. So this is new Death Cab. Okay. That's utterly unoffensive.
So you did tease something earlier.
I want to make sure you get to this song.
It's kind of the most important thing of this break here.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, here it is.
Did I forget something entirely?
Yeah, you did. Here it is.
Say the writing's on the wall. This is a song I got to do at my brother's 50th, so... And who doesn't want to hear me singing every day? It's a high time to fight when the walls are closing in. Call it what you like. It's time you got to win. Lonely, lonely, lonely. Your spirit's sinking down. You find you're not the only stranger in this town. Red lights, green lights, stop and go jive. Headlines, deadlines, jamming your mind. You've been stealing shots from the side. Let your feelings go for a ride. Okay, that's the end.
Yay!
All right.
I looked something up that we talked about earlier.
What is it?
Brooke Mueller apparently is sober and living in Salt Lake City.
Fantastic. Oh. Good for Brooke Mueller.
Now, that could be...
Well, but that's what you want, right?
Yeah. The headline was, she's finally the mom she always hoped she could be, and she's sober, and she's out of Hollywood. And
I 100% hope that's true.
I do, too.
Because she's got two twin boys, and...
They need her.
Yep. They need their mommy.
A couple texts. 707 was driving somewhere on the freeway locally. Buckle up, Kiki. Stay in your car. And then someone says, I was going to ask you about this when you were doing the Travis Scott story. 408 says, not likely to be reported in mainstream news, but a trans legend, Amanda Lepore, was one of the models in the Travis Scott photo, but she was photoshopped out for the album cover.
I heard that.
Very disappointing.
Yeah. I guess there are, you know, the LGBT community is pretty...
Yeah.
The ones who know about this are upset about it.
Why'd they get her out if they cast her to be in?
I don't know. They
didn't like the shot or something.
What is it? Transphobic?
Oh, he didn't have a hand in who was cast in this thing?
I have no idea.
Yeah, who knows why they did that.
Upset.
I haven't... She's fine with it. Her comment was, yeah, they didn't want that in the photo and whatever. But the community is very upset about it. Yeah, you had handed me that this morning. Mm-hmm. I read that this morning. Paris Jackson got choked out by this guy about a month ago at a game night. This is a story about a guy who's an actor and apparently was in with a bunch of people. Like, he got invited to celebrity game nights. His name is Cappy, Isaac Cappy. People call him Cappy. Here's a picture of him. We're going to see a video rant. K-A-P-P-Y, Isaac K-A-P-P-Y. This guy choked out Paris Jackson.
Is this look supposed to be like he's a hipster? Or is he really this guy?
He really looks like young Ted Kaczynski. I mean, or something. He's like a, you know, right, like the glasses and the kind of wild hair.
Yeah, but some of these hipsters, you'd go like... Is that guy lost, or is he farming that look?
I think that's a farmed look, although he definitely is over the edge. Like, he's a guy who, I guess, has gotten work. I mean, he was friends with Seth Green right up until he started calling Seth Green a pedophile to media outlets.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, and then, so now the police are investigating him because he threatened to shoot them. So, and I don't have a lot of background information on this guy, but anyway, this is how Seth Green's day is going. I guess this guy's been, he was friends. They were friends. And then he started saying all this stuff about, yeah, Seth's a pedophile, and he started writing all these letters to Seth and to his wife. I guess his wife's name is Claire. Mm-hmm. He's writing all these letters to them and just crazy talk. And then he put out a video. What's the video about? Is that to Seth? Who is the video to?
It's more like a rant on his own social media, it seems, just saying, yeah, confirming that Seth's a pedophile and sorry to put you out like that or something like that.
Let's hear what he's saying.
All right.
This crazy person. Where is he that music is thumping in the background?
His bedroom.
A pool party? I don't know.
Oh.
Okay, I've had enough of this guy.
Okay, so he doesn't even
know what he's saying.
The final straw, I guess, for the police, because he apparently, let's see, grabbed Paris Jackson by the throat about a month ago during a game night party. And then he put out that video where he's saying, yeah, Seth Green is a pedophile. And then the final straw for the police was a threatening tweet that he posted yesterday. Cappy said, in light of the interesting traffic happening around my house, I want to make something crystal clear. While I am a very strong advocate of peaceful disclosure, make no mistake, assets are in place. And if you kill me or even try, it will rain 50 calibers in the Hollywood Hills. Mm. So that was enough for the LAPD to say, all right, we're going to go ahead and take a look into this guy. So it's a bizarre situation. I'm sure we'll get more info. This is the first time I'm even hearing of this dude. He had a very friendly relationship with Seth and his wife. And
So this is an article.
What do you got?
Daily Mail. It says, Cappy said the game night took place at Seth's house in Malibu.
And Paris Jackson was there?
Well, this is at the end of the night, after a majority of people had gone home, the out-of-work actor, him, Cappy, said Seth pulled back a trick bookcase and told him he kept children behind it. He claims there was a bedroom and a bed behind this bookshelf. He also accused Steven Spielberg of being a pedophile.
I think, didn't he say James Caan's name in that video as well?
In the video, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's just a fringy bananas dude, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So hopefully he gets picked up and put somewhere safe. That seems like what should happen. I know. I don't know either, Vinny.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's coming up in the news.
Well, we're going to hear for a second about London Breed, and then we'll hear about ginger ale.
Oh.
Is there enough ginger in this? And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to party with Yuzette at the Thunder from Down Under.
Who can keep up with Yuzette?
No one. Even the Thunder from Down Under guys are going to be like, Jesus, lady! Be calling 9 right now, 800-400-3697, and you will be there this coming Wednesday at Cobb's Comedy Club. You have to be over 18 to win these tickets. Call now, 800-400-3697.
Okay.
Thunder from Down Under.
We had a
yesterday when I went for my physical, the first lady comes and brings me in, and then she goes, okay, put this on. And I'm like, oh boy.
It's little Johnny.
The backless.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get my pants off.
All right, take off all the stuff. Sometimes I'll say you can leave your underpants on if you want.
You keep your chonies on, right?
I don't know.
No. Well, you're getting checked up.
Well, yeah,
checked out.
They let me leave on my underpants last time. It was nice.
Lucky.
What?
She's like, you can leave your underpants on.
Oh, well, they didn't tell me that. I just assumed I was supposed to strip it down. Oh.
The last winner we got this morning, Hooman was saying that. What did he say?
I said, Yuzette, your first male winner won today, and I said, are you sure you want to go to this? And he's like, to party with Yuzette? Hell yeah!
Yeah!
And I said, who are you going to bring? He goes, my girlfriend, she loves this ass. I'm like, all right!
Thunder from Down Under.
Our friend Rudy's attitude. Here, everyone.
Hey, our friend Rudy.
All right.
That means we peak for the week in half an hour.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, is that me?
That's you, baby.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon on Alice.
Jane, you're playing
sure
a game
great.
Called... Called I Not Get By Its Real Name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane! D
Jane would like Yuzette to call her.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. There's...
Never can we go.
So I ask you, where you been, baby? All right.
I would love to. However, I do not have my phone today.
Oh, is that what you were? You're trying to be funny because she doesn't have her phone?
No, I actually got a text from Jane that said, can you please ask Yuzette to call me? We have a problem with middays.
Oh, sugar, honey,
iced tea.
She doesn't have her phone. She asked me, she goes, do you have
phone.
My husband's phone number? I'm like, I might. I'll go look. Like, what do you need that for?
I won't repeat the number she's asked you to call. But...
You know what? Tell Jane to call the hotline.
Oh, great idea. Oh,
call me.
Call the hotline, Jane. Britain's on fire. It's like it's a Friday or something.
Yeah, I left. I was riding with my friend yesterday, and...
Tell me when the hotline rings. All the lines.
You were riding with your friend yesterday.
And I left the phone in his vehicle. So he's supposed to drop it off this morning.
Oh, who's this guy?
Yeah, who's this guy?
You know Rob?
I don't know Rob.
You know Rob, the Lyft driver.
Is it Timmy?
It's not Timmy. It's Rob, the Lyft driver. And so he was giving me a ride, and I think the phone just kind of fell to the side, and I forgot about it.
He said he found it, though, and he's going to bring it back?
Yeah.
That's good. Jane just texted me hearts. Oh. I feel special now. Oh, the hotline's ringing.
Hotline's
I know
ringing.
When that hotline blew. Jane, you're calling the hotline.
Oh, my God. Okay, here's what's happening.
Oh, okay.
Great news, everyone. London Breed to the rescue.
Oh, what has
she
done now?
The new mayor of San Francisco, assigned San Francisco's new budget.
Okay.
A two-year, $11.1 billion budget.
Ooh.
Putting in motion a spending plan meant to address many of the city's most, the problems we all live in and with every day. The homelessness, the street cleanliness, and the public safety. What we see on our streets is unacceptable, and these budget investments are a key step to ensuring that San Franciscans see and feel a difference in all of our neighborhoods. Huh. The budget is the largest in the city's history, and includes tens of millions of dollars over the next 2 years to hire more street cleaners, open new navigation centers, and homeless shelters.
Navigation centers?
Yeah.
What are those?
I don't know. It's probably ways that they can get... It can't be for the tourists. It can't be.
Right.
It's got to have something to do with the homeless.
Yeah.
Ways they can get help.
Navigated to a good
right.
place. Navigate them... out of state? Is that what she's
around
do?
$13 million has been set aside to hire 44 new street cleaners.
All right.
Four in each of the districts.
Oh. It's a sheltering thing. It's for the homeless, basically.
Yeah, I figured it was.
Like a way to find their way back to mainstream.
Like at some point, you can't help the tourists right now.
I thought, what are they going to put up, like directories?
Say, look, they've got phones. Leave them to figure it out.
No need to spend money on navigation.
I'm walking on needles over here. Help me out.
God. Crazy guy yelling at me. What'd I do?
Right. Exactly right. Everyone who's ever gotten called for jury duty has had a moment where they think, why me, God?
Yeah.
Why me?
Yeah. Leave me alone.
Why?
Yeah.
So, people were asked, this is from a new survey, have you ever lied to get out of jury duty? And 7% of people have actually gone through with it and lied. Like, fully lied to get out of jury duty.
Oh.
That is low. That is way low. They're lying now. The people are the liars. They're lying.
Yeah, that number is super low.
I've been in jury duty twice in the last, what feels like...
2 years, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I got it, and then I got it again. Like, the minute the 2 years were up, I got it again.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, the liars are everywhere in that place.
Yeah.
I just told the truth and hoped for the best. I got a kid coming. I'm going to be super busy with this paternity.
Yeah.
I can't miss work for this and that. And the main reason was that court case I got was scary.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Super scary. Huh? Like.
The crime.
Well, it was long,
scary.
Too. Like, they
it
said, this is going to be.
Members who'd committed murder.
Mm-hmm. And it was going to take forever.
I should say, gang members who were charged with murder. Mm-hmm. And the judge even said, now listen, some of you might be worried to hear in these movies about retaliation or none of that happens. And I'm
like, what?
Holmes, what are you saying?
Somebody knock on wood with a gavel, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, that never happens.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's
only 7% of people say they've actually lied.
Yeah, only 7%, right, because the rest of them need to use that lie again next time.
Right. There's a woman named Sarah Douglas in Alberta, Canada. She has two kids. She's pregnant with her third, and on Sunday, she stopped at McDonald's to get a latte on the way to a baseball tournament.
All right. Well, sounds like a regular day in Sarah Douglas's life.
I thought you were supposed to stop with the coffee when you're pregnant.
Yeah, you
the
probably
Mrs.
are.
Has.
Yeah. I didn't stop.
You didn't stop?
I couldn't.
Huh.
John actually like slowly weaned me to decaf, and finally I was like, I don't even care about coffee anymore. I don't want to drink it. And then I think you guys brought back Starbucks one time. I'm like, yeah, I'll take a Starbucks. I took a sip of it. It was
hooked.
Like, zing! Ooh! I'm like, oh yeah, that did. I was like, how come? He's like, oh, I weaned you off. I'm like, just let me have my caffeine. Stop it.
Oh. All right. Well, you probably had just quit cigarettes, right? In order to...
No, I quit right when I moved here, so it had been a little while. I quit right...
You didn't quit right.
Yeah, I quit pretty soon after that. It was within the first year, anyway, and then it was a couple years later I had kids. I'd quit for a while, and I didn't pick them back up again until the oldest one was 5.
You quit before you got pregnant?
2 or 3 years before I got pregnant, yeah.
Huh.
I know.
Because you and I still smoked.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We did at the Embarcadero Center. Remember we would go down? Within that year, I quit smoking.
Well,
yeah.
It was such a pain in the ass to go 32 floors
down. Yeah, it sucked. And it was
smoke.
Easy to quit out here. Like, you couldn't smoke anywhere. Yeah. We couldn't even just go down in the Embarcadero Center. You had to go, like, around the corner out onto this, like, balcony area. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It's taking me 20 minutes to have a cigarette.
Anyway, this lady went to get her latte at the McDonald's on her way to this baseball tournament. She got it and took one sip and spit it out because she knew something was wrong.
Uh-oh.
And when she told the employees, they told her, oh, the cleaning lines were hooked up to the milk line in the machine. And so instead of a latte, she was served a mix of coffee with cleaning solution.
Oh, God. And she's pregnant.
Yeah, so they say it looks like her and her unborn baby are going to be okay.
Oh,
and
how
it doesn't
she
look.
Get?
She says she's not suing.
Oh, come on!
McDonald's has said, "Look, we made an honest mistake. It was an accident. We've apologized."
How much she getting?
I don't know. Is she gonna sue?
Well,
if
she's
gonna
be
okay
sue.
And the baby's okay, at least it wasn't like somebody's finger or something in there. Just clean the solution.
I thought the finger was a fake.
Oh, the one in the chili?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a fake, right?
Well, look,
I think so,
there was
yeah.
nothing. It was cleaning solution. It wasn't
if she sued, how much would she get?
That's worse.
If she sued, how
finger.
Much?
You think it's worse?
Well, no.
I think a finger's
cleaning
worse.
Cleaning solution, like drinking, that's like poison.
I think
that is poison.
I think
yeah,
a finger's
sure.
worse than that.
I'm going to say $10 million.
Okay, I'll take $50
million. Oh, right. Listen, if they did that to me and I was pregnant, I would overreact. And there wouldn't even be this like, well, let's see what happens. I'd be like, you just killed my baby! I mean, wouldn't you? Wouldn't that be the first
you'd be
thought
pretty,
is you'd God be like,
damn
you
scared,
just...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was an honest mistake.
No, I did. It was too late.
At that point, I did have
yes,
to keep it.
Absolutely. I wanted it.
I can't believe there's a line in that song. I would have fully supported you. Whatever decision you made...
Been listening to Alice since my... Did I say 800-400-3697?
I'm not sure, but that's our text
right,
number.
Right, the movies reviews is coming up, everyone. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
Ding, 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 ding.
Can't wait.
To save us
cannot
all.
Cannot wait.
Been listening to Alice since my parents were driving me to elementary school. Now I listen with my kids.
Aww. Oh, my God.
It's my 25th
so
birthday
old.
Today. Loyal listener, Jessica.
Oh, Jessica.
Happy
thank
birthday,
you for
Jessica.
Listening. Everybody's out there listening. We appreciate you.
925 says, Vin, there is a country song about getting a fake ID and remembering all the info on it. It's a newer song and totally reminded me of you saying that on The Secret Show yesterday. It's by David Ashley Parker.
Oh, see if you can find that.
Nah, you don't need to.
Gotta remember everything
I just
on
think
my fake ID.
That was like really one of the challenges of my youth.
All the bouncers at the nightclub, they're all challenging me.
Remembering the birth date.
When the hell was I born again?
For the age what to buy do cigarettes. I live on? When they ask, how old are you?
Oh, here we go.
19.
I knew he was going to sound like that. Oh, parking lot potty. Oh, country music, you're the best.
I became David Ashley Price. That is very funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
LMFAO, while working, I glance over at the looking glass every once in a while, and Sarah Stapler makes me laugh out loud every time, like I'm seeing it for the first time. Yeah. So bleeping random.
Yeah. Well, I gotta have it. Vinny McGarvered it for me a few months ago. I don't know what it is with this thing. If I take it off, this mic does not want to be anywhere near my face. It wants to be. Apparently, I talk out of my forehead. It's like right. It hits me right in the head.
Do the rest of the day parts use that stapler too? Then
maybe they don't sit as low as I do.
You do wear your chair low.
I see people standing more.
Yeah, yeah. She keeps the chair low.
Yeah, and, low rider.
And you slouch.
I am a sloucher. I'm more of a slumper. I would even say, forget slouching.
707 says, "OMG, Emily here, on my way to treatment now, and you got me laughing and crying at the same time. Not sure if he heard it, but I'll send him the audio at work. Thank you so much, and Vinny." Perfection as always.
Oh, Vinny.
That's
perfection.
Emily that we sang the song for.
Right. Oh. You sang the song for.
Right.
You.
Well, I sang it.
Light of my life.
For whomen.
Ho. That's the best part.
And it didn't amount to anything. So now we've used it.
Gave
it
us
for
something to.
Something powerful.
It's like a, right. It's like a empowerment thing.
415, saw Billy Squire at Santa Monica Civic in the back in the day. Mm. Thanks for the memories. Where is Billy Squire now?
That's it.
What do you mean that's it?
He had that one record. Song on that record was excellent, and then I literally never heard from him
again. Where did he go? Like, is he a music teacher in Wichita?
Yep.
Or?
How did you know that? That's funny.
So
you did
know
where he
went.
I just guessed. I don't either. He did put out another record. I remember seeing an interview with him on like a Where Are They Now or something, and they were looking at videos that he had done back in the day together, and he was, or something like that, and he was saying, shoot, this might be someone else's memory. I think he was making fun of the clothes he had on, like, what was I thinking? What am I doing in this?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I see. He's 68 years old.
Oh.
And I only have something else. Since 2016, an active volunteer for the Central Park Conservancy.
Oh.
And for more than 17 years, blah, 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 blah. He does articles and interviews regarding that.
Oh, Billy Squire. Not even a musician anymore.
Yeah.
He probably has a side band. He probably has jams at his house on the weekend. I mean, can't have, you know, a record with the Stroke on it. And then not.
Stroke. That's a song, Brent.
It doesn't matter, Brent. We have to break. It doesn't matter. I'll read more text and then the movie review after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.